今天的讲题是人生的价值观。
Today the topic of the preaching is life's value system.
传道书第七章第一节到第十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verses 1 through 14.
我请秀清姐妹上来读今天的经文。
And we're going to ask Sister 秀清 to come and read.
只是用中文来念如果你看英文的话跟着一起看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
传道书第七章第一节，名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。往遭上的家去，强如往厌乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带愁容，终必使心喜乐。智慧人的心往招上之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。听智慧人的责备，强如愚昧人的歌唱。愚昧人的笑声，好像锅下烧荆棘的爆声，这也是虚空。勒索使智慧人变为愚妄，贿赂能败坏人的慧心。事情的终局强如事情的起头，存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的。你不要心里急躁恼怒，因为恼怒存在愚昧人的怀中。不要说先前的日子强过如今的日子，是什么缘故呢？你这样问不是出于智慧。智慧和产业并好，而且见天日的人得智慧更为有益，因为智慧覆庇人，好像银钱覆庇人一样。唯独智慧能保全智慧人的生命，这就是知识的益处。你要查看神的作为，因神使为屈的，谁能变为直呢？遇亨通的日子你当喜乐，遭患难的日子你当思想，因为神使这两样并列，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。谢谢。
什么是价值观？
What is your value system?
或者说是什么是人生的价值观？
Or we can say what is the value of your life?
每一个人都有自己的价值观。
Everybody has their own value.
不同的人有不同的价值观。
And different people have their own different value system.
不同的社会或者不同的文化有他们的不同的价值观。
Different society and different culture also have their own value system.
当我们到 Wendy 或者到麦当劳去用餐的时候。
When we go to eat at Wendy's or McDonald's,
我们会看到有一部分的菜单是这个所谓 value meal.
We can see that on the menu, there are part that says value meal.
Value meal 就等于说不用很多钱就可以买到的食物。
Which means you don't have to spend a lot to get food.
广东话说呆都懒啊。如果我们到 Walmart 去的话。
If we go to Walmart,
也会看到不少这些所谓 great value 的这些商品。
We can see items that are marked great values.
而一个人的价值观在不同的环境会改变。
And different the value can change according to circumstances.
而周围的环境影响我们的价值观。
And our surroundings can change our values.
而美国的社会因为受到这个人文主义的影响。
The American society was influenced under the humanism.
然后使到不少的美国人抵挡圣经的价值观。
And so it led to quite a few Americans resist the value of the Bible.
然后人文主义这个价值观是来自人本身。
Humanism came from the human himself.
然后这些价值观注重在目前生活上的目前的需要。
This value system focuses on the now.
那而不注重这些超自然或者来生的事情。
And they do not focus on the supernatural or the afterlife.
然后一个人的价值观在他还没有信耶稣之前还有之后应当是不同的。
The value of a person should be different before he come to know Christ and after he came to know Christ.
因为一个信耶稣得救的人他是一个新造的人。
Every person who comes to know Christ is a new creature.
然后旧的生命已经过去了。
The old has passed away.
啊，一切都是新的了。
And everything is new.
啊，包括他的人生价值观。
Including his life value system.
那么今天早上我们所看的经文谈到一系列的价值观。
So the scripture we read today talk about a list of value system.
那如果你注意的话，你会发现到经文里面有两个字，就是强如。
So if you pay attention, there are three words that says it's better than.
啊，这两个字出现不少次。
This phrase appeared several times.
啊，至少有六次。
At least six times.
那比如说在第一节里面我们看到说名义强如美好的膏油。
For example, in verse 1 it says, a good name is better than a good ointment.
然后在第二节里面说往招赏的家去强如往宴乐 的家去。
And then in verse 2 it says, it is better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feasting.
然后在第三节里面说忧愁强如喜乐喜笑或者
and then in verse 3 it says sorrow is better than laughter
那么这些经文讲到这个价值观比这个价值观好
so these verses tells us this value system is better than that value system
那么从这段经文里面我们可以把这些价值观分成四大类
So from the scripture we read, we can divide them into four different categories.
啊，第一个价值观就是往招赏家去强如往宴乐的家去。
The first one is it is better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feasting.
啊，或者说忧愁强如嬉笑。
Or maybe we can say sorrow is better than laughter.
啊，听起来有点矛盾。
Well, it kind of is conflicting, isn't it?
那么去参加一个丧礼，怎么会比参加一个宴会好
？So how can it be better to go to a funeral than to go to a feast?
然后忧愁怎么会比这个嬉笑好
？How can sorrow be better than laughter?
啊，一般的人都不想去参加丧礼。
Most people don't want to go to a funeral.
没有人喜欢有一个忧愁的心。
And nobody wants to have a sad heart.
基本上人都喜欢欢喜快乐。
Basically, everybody wants to have happiness.
如果有一个选择
If there is a choice.
大部分的人都会去选择去参加一个生日会的宴会或者婚礼的宴会。
Most people would choose to go to either a birthday party or maybe a wedding.
而不是一个丧礼。
And not a funeral.
华人特别不喜欢参加丧礼
especially the Asians
参加婚礼就没有问题了
no problem going to a wedding
除了要给红包之外
except you have to give a red pocket
那我记得小时候在村里面有人去世是不好的事情
I remember when I was growing up anybody who died in the village is a bad thing
那如果有两三个人去世的话
And if there are two or three of them,
那真是不好的事情。
Then it's really, really bad.
但是所罗门王在这里说，赏家往这个赏家去和一个忧愁的心，不一定是不好的。
But here, King Solomon said, going to the funeral or have a sorrowful heart is not necessarily bad.
他说，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
He says, and the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth.
往超赏的家去强如往宴乐的家去。
It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting.
因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。
Because that is the end of every man, and the living takes it to heart.
而忧愁强如嬉笑，因为 面带愁容终必使心喜乐。
Sorrow is better than laughter, for when a face is sad, a heart may be happy.
啊，智慧人的心在招赏之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
The mind of the wise is in the house of mourning, while the mind of fools is in the house of pleasure.
那么这段经文说，忧愁比嬉笑带给人更大的好处。
And so in the scripture here it says, sadness actually bring us benefits.
啊，这是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
嬉笑不是我们的身体的良药吗？
Well, isn't laughter the medicine for our body?
啊，怎么说忧愁比这个嬉笑好？
So then why would you say sorrow is better than laughter?
啊，但是这个虽然这个嬉笑是身体的良药，
even though laughter is the medicine for the body,
但是忧愁能够改变我们人生的价值观。
But sorrow can bring forth a change of heart of our value system.
让我们在我们的思想上、属灵生命上有更加成为一个成熟的人。
And it helps us mature spiritually and in our thoughts.
那么参加一个丧礼跟参加一个生日会大有不同。
There is a big difference between going to a birthday party and a funeral.
啊，去参加这个葬礼会使到我们思考到一个人生重大的一些人生重大的问题。
When you go to a funeral, it causes you to think about your life.
那比如说人为什么会死的？
For example, why would man die?
啊，死后到哪里去？
Where would you go after your death?
人的生命有时候为什么这么短暂？
Why would life be so short sometimes?
啊，为什么有些小孩子或者一些年轻的人这么早就去世？
Why would children die? Why would young people die?
啊，参加婚礼或者这些宴会的人。
And if you go to a feast like a birthday party,
啊，他们不会问这些问题。
They would not ask these kind of questions.
啊，他们也不会想到关于人生的问题。
They would not think about the question of life.
因为参加这个婚宴或者这些生日宴会的人都是欢喜快乐的。
Because when you go to a party, it is always with happiness.
啊，不可以在这些喜庆的日子里面提到这个死的问题。
You cannot mention death in such occasion.
所以所罗门王说，一个人能够想到人生的问题是好的事情。
So King Solomon said, if a person can think about life, then
那不然的话，他会很随意的度过一生。
Otherwise, he will go through life casually.
而错过了在人生中一些很重要的事情，而没有机会问起这些问题。
Otherwise, he's going to go through life and miss some of the important stuff in life and not think about these questions.
人为什么会死的？
Why would man die?
然后死后到哪里去？
And where would you go after death?
而人活着是为了什么？
And why would man live for what?
我在念初中的时候，我就开始问这些问题。
When I was in middle school, I began to ask these questions.
那么可能是我在乡村里面看到一些老人家，还有一些年轻人去世。
Maybe it's because I've seen some young or some old people die in my village.
啊，所带给我这个影响。
And so it affected me.
那这些问题其实导致我后来信耶稣。
Actually, these questions actually led me to believe in Christ later.
然后其实这些问题一直影响我一直到今天。
Actually, these questions continue to affect me until today.
啊，特别是在我在主里面的侍奉。
Especially my service in Christ.
和神对我的呼召。
And what God had called me for.
那么在我念大学的第二年。
When I was a sophomore in college.
一位很年轻的朋友突然间去世了。
There was a very young friend of mine who all of a sudden passed away.
那么他去世的时候只不过是19岁。
He died when he was 19.
那么大家都感到非常的忧伤。
So everybody was very sad.
特别是他的父母亲还有他的家人。
Especially his parents and his family.
那么他的去世带给我们大家很大的震撼。
And his death shocked us.
那么大家都在问这么年轻的人为什么这么早去世？
So everybody is asking, why would such a young man pass away?
那么当时这个问题浮现在我们的脑海里。
And at that time, this question lingered in our heads.
没有人知道那个答案。
Nobody knows the answer.
那么后来我发现到在忧伤中的不少的人。
And later I discovered that among those who were mourning,
特别是他的父母亲还有他的家人。
Especially his parents and his family.
包括教会里面的弟兄姐妹开始反省自己的生命。
Including some of the brothers and sisters at church, they began to examine their own lives.
然后从那时候开始，我发觉到弟兄姐妹的灵命开始成长。
And from that point on, I discovered that their spiritual life began to grow.
热心的去服侍这位神。
And they serve God with more zeal.
然后他的父母亲以前不去参加教会的。
His parents, before his death, didn't go to church.
也开始去教会了。
And so after that, they began to go to church.
并且以金钱来资助这些到神学院去念书的学生。
And they began to also financially support some of the students that are in the seminary school.
He almost says seminary. 所以所罗门王劝勉人从这个死亡学习一个人生的功课。
So King Solomon warned people to think about the question of death.
他不是说我们应当别有所思的去想这个死亡的问题。
He's not saying for us to be preoccupied with death.
人应当面对这个死亡的问题。
But men should face the question of death.
不应当逃避这个死亡的现实。
We should not try to avoid, this question of death.
我们一个人逃避这个死亡现实是不好的。
If a person tries to avoid this question of death, it's not good.
因为他会使到他对人生不认真。
Then it will probably cause him not to be, realistic to,of life.
也不会把握自己的光阴。
And he will not also, pay attention to time.
思考人生真正的意义。
To really think about what is life.
在诗篇90篇谈到人生的短暂。
In Psalm 90, it talks about how short life is.
并且劝勉我们要珍惜我们的光阴。
And it also, encourages us to, value time.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days, so we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
好了，第二个价值观。
The second value system.
听智慧人责备，强如听愚昧人歌唱。
It is better to be rebuked by the wise.Than to hear a fool sing.
在第六节说，愚昧人的笑声好像锅下烧荆棘的爆声，这也是虚空。
In verse 6 it says, For as the crackling of thorn bushes under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool, and this too is futility.
所以所罗门王在这里说，这个锅下的荆棘的爆炸声来以这个这个锅下经济和愚昧人的赞赏来做个对比。
So here Solomon is contrasting the praise of a fool and the crackling of the thorn bushes.
当这个经济被火烧的时候发出这个爆炸的声音。
So when the thorn was burned, it caused it to crackle.
却不能够带来好的后果。
And it cannot cause good results.
所罗门王说，愚昧人的赞赏好像这些被烧的荆棘一样。
And so King Solomon said, the praise from a fool is just like this crackling sound.
发出这些爆炸的声音，但却不能够带给人好处。
It only caused a lot of crackling sound, but it cannot cause any benefit to the person.
愚昧人的赞赏听起来很好听，而且甜美。
Praise from a fool sounds really nice.
但未必对那些听的人带来好处。
But it will not benefit to those who are listening.
一般的人都喜欢听别人的赞赏。
Usually people like to hear praises.
我在念初中的时候有一位英文老师。
When I was in middle school, I had an English teacher.
他经常提到一个词语。
She always talk about a phrase.
Allergic to praise. 就是对这个赞赏过敏。
Allergic to praise.
所以他使用这个词语，因为有一些学生被老师赞赏的时候。
She always used this phrase because for some student after they were praised.
感觉到飘飘然，好像到了乐园一样。
They would float like they float to the paradise.
不能够下来。
And they wouldn't come down.
所以一个人被赞赏的时候，心里面感觉到很舒服的。
So when a person is praised, they feel great.
但是所罗门王说不一定对听的人带来好处。
But King Solomon said it is not necessarily beneficial to the person.
然后曾经有一只乌鸦偷吃了别人的一块肉。
There was
a crow.
A crow. yeah, there was a crow.
He stolen somebody a piece of meat. 所以他站在这个树枝上，口里咬着这块肉。
So he stole some meat and he was standing on a branch.
正好有一只狐狸经过。
A fox was passing by.
他看到这个乌鸦站在这个树枝上。
So he saw that the crow was standing on the branch.
然后口里咬着一块肉。
And there was a piece of meat in his mouth.
然后他的心里就起了一个念头。
And so he began to think.
他就对乌鸦说。
So he told the crow.
乌鸦，你长得多么漂亮。
He said, "Oh, crow, you're so beautiful."
你的毛又光又亮。
Your feather is so smooth and bright.
看起来好像天使一样。
Oh, you look just like an angel.
但是如果你的声音好像你的身体那么漂亮。
But if your voice is just as beautiful as your body.
肯定的，你将会成为这个万鸟之后。
I'm sure you'll become the queen of all birds.
所以乌鸦对狐狸的赞赏感到飘飘然。
So the crow was enjoying all the praise.
就开始高歌一曲。
And so he began to sing.
所以正开口的时候，那块肉就掉在地上。
And as he opened his mouth, the meat dropped.
所以狐狸的心愿终于达到了。
And so the fox got his wish.
所以所罗门王在这个第五节说，听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。
So in verse 5, King Solomon said, it is better to listen to the rebuke of a wise man than for one to listen to the song of fools.
然后在箴言第25章第12节说，智慧人的劝诫在顺从的人耳中，好像金耳环和金金的装饰。
And then in Proverbs 25 it says, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise reprover of a listening ear.
说实在的，一般的人都不喜欢别人责备。
And truly, nobody likes to hear rebuke.
人不喜欢说，哎，你做的不对。
People don't like to hear, oh gosh, you did bad.
被人责备心里面很难受的。
You won't feel so good in your heart.
人都喜欢听别人的赞赏。
Man, people like to hear praise.
因为听起来心里面很舒服。
Because it soothes your heart.
被人责备好像去参加这个丧礼一样。
When you were rebuked, it's like you were in a funeral.
心里很不好受。
It does not feel good.
但是圣经说虽然不好受。
But the Bible said, even though it doesn't feel good,
被责备的人能够从中得到益处。
The one who is being rebuked will benefit.
所以所罗门王说，听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。
And that's why King Solomon said, it is better to listen to the rebuke of a wise man than for one to listen to the songs of fools.
圣经对责备人有他的教导。
The Bible has teaching about rebuke.
责备人应当有技巧。
When you rebuke someone, you should have your methods.
那责备人应当按照圣经的原则。
And when you rebuke somebody, you need to do it according to the principle of the Bible.
因为圣经说要用爱心说诚实话。
Because the Bible said you speak the truth with love.
如果我们的责备是出于攻击别人。
If our rebuke is because you want to attack them,
那最好不要责备。
Then it's better you don't say anything.
用爱心说诚实话，也就是在哥林多前书第十三章所描述的。
And to rebuke in love is what is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
当一个人有了这些爱心的时候,
And when a person has this kind of love,
才有资格去责备别人。
Then you can rebuke others.
虽然他看到别人的错过错
Even though he see others wrong.
但不计较不计算他的过错
But he will not take into account his wrongdoing.
而去帮助这个人
But to help him.
然后让我们来看第三个价值观
So let's look at the third value system.
存心忍耐的人胜过居心骄傲的人
Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit.
在第八节、第九节说。
And so in verse 8 and 9 it says,
事情的终局强如事情的起头，存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的。
The end of a matter is better than its beginning. Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit.
你不要心里焦急恼怒，因为恼怒存在愚昧人的怀中。
Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger resides in the bosom of fools.
然后这段经文劝勉人要存心的忍耐。
So this scripture tells us to be patient.
做事情不要太冲动。
Don't be quick-tempered.
也不要轻易的发怒。
And don't be quick to be angry.
因为恼怒显示一个人的愚昧。
Because the quick temperedness will show your foolishness.
那我们活在一个很快速的一个社会里面。
We live in a very fast society.
什么都要快，慢一点就不耐烦了。
Everything has to be fast. If it is a bit slower, we don't like it.
那么在过去三四十年的时间。
And in the past 30-40 years,
世界迅速的改变是无可否认的。
You know, we can attest to the technological changes.
科技的进步还有这个工业的发达是我的祖父不曾经历过的。
The technological and industrial advancement is something that my grandfather had not seen.
我记得小的时候，我的邻居有位老太婆，她要回中国探亲。
I remember, when I was little, my neighbor was an elderly, lady who wants to go and visit her family in China.
她必须要坐船。
She has to take a boat.
因为坐飞机是不很普遍的事情。
Because it was very uncommon to fly.
而且非常的贵。
And it was very expensive.
听她说，她要坐一个星期的船。从这个马来西亚到这个广东。
So she has to be on the boat for a week to go from Malaysia to Canton.
但是今天如果坐飞机的话，大概四五个小时就到了。
But today if we fly, it will only take 4 to 5 hours.
一两百年前的时候，不少的在英国有不少的宣教士到中国大陆去做这个宣教的事工。
So 100 to 200 years ago, there were quite a few British missionaries who will go to China, to have the mission.
啊，他们必须要坐船，坐好几个月的船才能够抵达中国。
They have to be on a boat for several months before they can reach China.
啊，但是今天完全不一样了。
But today is totally different.
啊，从美国坐飞机到中国大概十多，还不到二十个小时。
If you take a flight from the U.S. to China, it would take less than 20 hours.
啊，今天的社会什么都要快。
And the society today, everything wants to be fast.
慢一点就生气了。
And people get angry when you're a little bit slower.
啊，听说这个快熟面是日本人发明的。
And I heard that instant noodle were invented by the Japanese.
啊，只要几分钟的时间就有就可以吃了。
So just a few minutes and you have food.
啊，今天有很多很多的快餐厅。
Today there's a lot of fast food restaurants.
啊，不用等很久就可以买到食物的。
You don't have to wait for a long time before you can get your food.
啊，也不用进去餐馆 drive through 就可以。
And you don't even have to get out of your car. You can just drive through.
啊，是的，今天的社会什么都要快。
Yes, today's world, everybody wants fast.
人的这个忍耐力不常见。
And the patience in people are not something you see every day.
所以在第八节，所罗门王说：“事情的终局强如事情的起头，存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的。”
So in verse 8, King Solomon said, "The end of a matter is better than its beginning. Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit."
那么这节经文里面，我们看到忍耐跟骄傲。
So here we see patience and pride.
忍耐跟骄傲有什么关系？
What are the relationship?
啊，我们知道骄傲的反义词是谦卑嘛。
We know that the opposite of pride is humbleness.
但是在传道书他说，啊，这个骄傲的反义词是忍耐。
But then here in Ecclesiastes it says the opposite of pride is patience.
啊，这又怎么说呢？
So what does that mean?
一个没有忍耐的人跟一个骄傲的人有什么关系？
What is the relationship between a prideful person and impatient person.
所罗门王在这里强调，一个骄傲的人通常是一个没有忍耐的人。
So here King Solomon is saying that a person who is proud is usually someone who is without patience.
那么这种人以为自己很了不起。
So these people thought that they are all it is.
啊，比别人好。
They're better than others.
啊，别人所做的他感到很不耐烦。
He's impatient with whatever other people do.
我们这段经文不只谈到这个忍耐跟骄傲。
The scripture not only talk about patience and pride.
啊，同时也谈到这个恼怒。
It also talk about anger.
所以我们看到恼怒、骄傲、忍耐他们之间的关系。
So we can see the relationship between anger, pride.
啊，一个没有忍耐的人很容易动怒。
A person who is without patience.Get angry easily.
啊，圣经说一个没有忍耐的人，一个经常生气的人，啊，不是一个没有这个爱的表现。
So a person who is impatient, who get anger easily, show that they don't have love.
那么刚才我们在哥林多前书第十三章谈到爱是很久忍耐。
Just now we read about 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says love is patient.
爱是不轻易发怒。
Love is not easily angered.
那么因此一个没有忍耐的人是一个很容易生气的人。
So a person who does not have patience get angered easily.
那么使到成为一个圣经所说的愚昧的人。
And then they became, like what the Bible said, a fool.
所以在第九节所罗门王说，你不要心里急躁恼怒，因为恼怒存在愚昧人的怀中。
So in verse 9, here it says, do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger resides in the bosom of fools.
相对的，一个有忍耐的人是一个不轻易发怒的人。
And so the one who is wise is someone who does not get angry easily.
那么因此圣经说他是一个有智慧的人。
And that's why the Bible said he is wise. He is a wise man.
所以从今天的这段经文里面我们看到这一系列的价值观。
So from the scripture today, we see this list of value system.
第一个价值观就是往招赏的家去，强如往宴乐的家。
The first one is, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting.
第二呢，就是听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。
The second one is, it is better to listen to the rebuke of the wise than to hear, than for one to listen to the song of fools.
第三是存心忍耐的人胜过讥心骄傲的人。
The third one is, patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit.
然后最后的一个价值观。
The last value system.
智慧互比人好像银钱互比人一样。
For wisdom is protection, just as money is protection.
这里讲到智慧比这个金钱来得更重要。
It says here, wisdom is more important than money.
它能够保护一个人，带给他保障。
He can protect a person.
在11节到12节说。
In verse 11 and 12 it says.
智慧和产业并好。而且见天日的人得智慧更为有益。
Wisdom along with an inheritance is good and an advantage to those who see the sun.
因为智慧互比人好像银钱互比人一样，唯独智慧能保全智慧人的生命，这就是知识的益处。
The wisdom is for wisdom is protection just as money is protection.But the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the lives of its possessors.
Solomon 王在第十节还这么说。
In verse 10, King Solomon said,
他说不要说先前的日子强过如今的日子是什么缘故呢？你这样问不是出于智慧。
Do not say, why is it that the former days were better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask about this.
一个有智慧的人不会为了过去而活。
A wise person will not live for the past.
这个人不会回顾以前的日子多么好。
He will not remind himself how great the past was.
活在这个历史的回顾当中。
And live in the past in history.
所以以色列人离开埃及之后。
So when the Israelites left Egypt.
他们来到这个旷野。
When they were in the wilderness,
每一天都吃玛瑙。
They have manna to eat every day.
然后因此他们就向摩西埋怨了。
And so they complained to Moses.
为什么你把我们从埃及领出来？
Why do you lead us out of Egypt?
他说以前埃及多么好。
Oh, Egypt was so good.
什么都有的吃。
We can eat anything.
但是现在每一天都吃玛瑙。
But then here we have manna every day.
因着这个缘故，神的审判就临到他们的身上。
And because of that, God's judgment came upon them.
我们圣经告诉我们，一个有智慧的人，他是为今天而活。
And the Bible told us, a wise person lived for today.
那么他的盼望是建立在这位永恒神的身上。
His hope is on this eternal God.
他不知道明天如何。
He doesn't know what tomorrow will bring.
但是他知道神掌管明天。
But then he knows that God is sovereign over tomorrow.
他也明白神的作为。
He understands God's work.
一切所发生的事情有神的旨意在当中。
And everything that happened has God's will in it.
所以一个有智慧的人，就好像雅各书第四章第十四节、十五节所说。
So a wise person is going to be like what is mentioned in James chapter 4, 14 to 15.
那其实明天如何你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？
Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow.
你们原是一片云雾出现少时就不见了。
You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
你们只当作主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这个或做那个。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that.
今天很多这个属世的价值观正在影响着我们。
Today there is a lot of secular value system that is influencing us.
如果我们对圣经的话语不熟悉的话，
If we don't know the word of the Bible,
如果我们没有每一天来到神的面前研读神的话语的话，
If we don't come before the Lord every day and spend time in His word,
所谓圣经里面说昼夜思想神的话语，
And so the Bible tells us to meditate on His word day and night.
如果我们没有这样做的话，
If we don't do that,
世界的价值观就成为我们的价值观。
The worldly value system will become our value system.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message.
你的人生价值观是怎么样的？
What is your value system of life?
是这个属世的价值观，还是多过我们这个圣经所说的价值观？
Is that more of the worldly value system, more than what the Bible has taught?
让我们在神的面前审查自己的生命。
Let us examine our lives before the Lord.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你改变我们生命的价值观。
Please change the value systems of our lives.
让我们的价值观建立在神的话语上。
May our value system is upon your word.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.